Thanks for tuning into The Rewind. Today we're going to be speaking with Elena McKinney and Mackenzie Morgan, two up-and-coming, bright, rising stars who have made a huge impact in the barrel horse industry. They're getting closer to the end of their youth years, so we're going to talk to them about their future goals, their tricks, training secrets, and all in between. Stay tuned for the latest. Hey, Mackenzie, thanks for joining us on the show today. How are you and what's going on?
I'm doing good. Just driving home.
Where are you headed or where are you driving back from?
Selma, Alabama. We were hunting for a couple of days.
You told me you shot your first deer, right?
I did. It was exciting.
So have you been hunting before or is this like your first time?
This is like my first time. So that was exciting.
Okay. So how did you, who hunts? Like, who got you talked into doing this?
Mike Miller. He's one of my really good friends, Dad.
Oh, cool. So had you guys been out there for a few days, or did you just kind of automatically find one and kill it?
That's kind of how it went. Like, I've seen a bunch of deer. It's really crazy. I've never seen that many ever. But we went like Wednesday evening, didn't kill anything, and then went Thursday morning, and we saw a couple who didn't kill anything, because I was wanting to kill a buck, but then we went Thursday night, and I was like, okay, I'm going to kill a deer.
So have you shot a gun before, or was this your first time?
This is not my first time.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do either. The only way I know how to do it is if, like, they get it ready for me, and they're like, okay,
yeah.
Hold trigger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I guess that really isn't my first time because the license thing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotcha. So, what was your favorite part? Do you like going out and sitting in the sand?
Or do you like to wait? Yeah, I really got tired of waiting. It's pretty thrilling, though, because I was like shaking. I was like, oh my God, I just want to kill it.
I don't think I could do it. I really don't. I don't know if I could or not. I would be sad. Like, part of me would be sad for the deer. And then
I know. That's how I was. I was like, oh, the poor thing.
I know. My husband goes duck hunting all the time. And he just talks about, he's like, we go out there and we just blast them out of the air. And it's awesome. And I'm like, but the poor little ducks, you don't feel bad? And he's like,
I know. That's me. I told it. And I was like, oh, the poor deer.
So do you think you would do it again, though?
I think I could kill a buck for sure. I don't know if I'd kill another doe because I was kind of sad.
So it just matters if it's a girl or a boy. Like, you could shoot a boy if you're gripping on a girl.
Okay.
It does. It does. But I understand. I mean, I don't know. One may be like a mom, but then the other one's a dad. I don't know. It's just a lot of conflict. I don't know. It would be hard for me, but. Anyways, let's get down to business and talk horses since that's what we have you on the call for. But who knows? You might end up being like the next big hunting sensation and you know.
That would be really funny, actually. Because my whole family hunts and I'm just like, I'm buying horses, I can't go.
Right. I know. So much stuff that we miss doing horse stuff and we don't do like real life things, you know? It's crazy. So, all right, Mackenzie. Multiple world champion. Like, how many times have you won the world exactly? Is it like two or three? Right.
I've won the world 3 times, and then I won the 2D once.
Okay. And so, but is that open and youth combined NBHA world? Okay.
I've won 2 youth world titles, 1 open world title, and then a 2D.
Cool. And so, did you win the 2D on H2 as well, or is that a different horse?
No. Her name was BD. She belongs to these people in Panama. Things like Lucy, I think it's Rodriguez, that's her last name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so 3 horse trailers, right?
Yeah.
They give you one. It's for all the divisions that they do it at the NBA show.
No, just the 1D now, but then they give them 2.
Oh, see, did they change it? Did it used to
they
be
did.
Like that? Okay.
No.
That's what I was wondering. All right, so let's talk about the main man, H2, in Firewater's honor. I remember when I first moved to Tennessee, the very first memory I have of you guys is I saw you run him at Gordon Branham's one time.
Oh, Oh, and that's my place. I love to go there.
Man, you were tiny though. It was like you must have been. I mean, this is close to like 10 years ago. You were tea tiny, and I think you hit a barrel on him that day. But I remember I was going around telling people that was the fastest horse I ever seen in my life. I mean, he smoked it, and it was just flawless. Had a beautiful run. I remember that like it was yesterday. So tell us a little bit about how that, you know, the team of you guys got together. I know that your grandpa had helped you or had started training him. Is that correct?
Yeah, he actually, we had his dad, and my grandpa actually raised him. And it's really a really interesting story because we tried to sell H when he was like 2 years old for like $1,000, literally, because just to get rid of him because nobody wanted him. And everybody said that he wouldn't make anything and that he was too clumsy and that pretty much he was just a piece of junk.
Okay.
And nobody wanted him. Nobody in my family would ride him.
So did y'all buy him or were you the breeders on him?
We were the breeders on him.
Okay.
And and my uncle, he started actually, he broke a lot when him and my aunt got together. And like I said, we had this horse, you know, he stood in the field, but nobody would ride him. Everybody was like, man, he's not going to make anything. And he won a couple of local shows and mixed with my uncle around here a little bit. And then he would run down the wall. He would go on the gate. I mean,
what?
Like,
I didn't know all this stuff.
Yeah, he would run down the wall. Like, he would not turn the first rail. He would not go in the gate. I mean, he wouldn't love the start. I mean, he was bad.
Okay, so is this why he runs left-handed, though?
Yes, that's why he runs to the left.
Okay.
He actually had a wolf tooth that broke off at my... But at this time, you know, I was, like, probably 6 or 7. I mean, I was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle and I didn't realize it. Like, I didn't know that he had cut his tongue really bad, too. It's really funny. People would come out, like, he has a big scar on him and cut it off. So they kind of put riding him, and then we took a look at the vet. Like, you know, like, there has to be something wrong with the horse. Like, there has to be a reason why, you know, he won't throw the first rail or the wall. And they found that. We took care of it. And then he ended up being, like, anemic, too. And he had to have blood build and all this stuff. But he, like, cut his tongue off and almost off. I started turning to the left, and then the rest of it just history.
Okay. So I know that you guys are the breeders, so obviously, you know, I know you guys had the stud, right? What's the dad's name?
Firewater Special.
Firewater Special. And Reed, does Reed have him now?
Yes.
Okay. She does. Okay. That's Reed Dale, has Firewater Special. Anyone that is looking to have a horse like H2, or bred like H2, rather. I don't know if there's another horse like him in the world, that's for sure. All right, so the mom. Do you guys have his mother still, or where did
she go? Also a very interesting story, too, because I know, I'm sure this is going to get brought up, but he had colic surgery.
Yes, I
remember. H only has one full sibling, like, ever. There's just one, and they look just alike. It's his brother.
Mm-hmm.
His name is HB. So, he had a brother named, my grandparents had sold the mare, but we ended up, my uncle and them had bought her back whenever H started doing well and stuff. Well, he had a brother and he died. Well, then they bred him back and he had a sister. Really nice looking horse. She was a yearling and, well, the mom called it and died. Like, when the baby was like 6 months old. So that was really sad because, you know, no more babies. The only thing we had was Angel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my little cousin said, Angel. And then not long after that, she called him back. And then not long after that, he called him almost back.
Wow.
I know that sounds not trying to make it a coincidence, but.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird how it all played out.
Right. It makes you kind of think, something, you know.
Yeah. And it was weird because none of the other horses did it. It was just them.
Right.
You know, we had a lot of horses. You know, we had a breed farm. We had yearlings and 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds and breed mares and
right.
all kinds of horses.
Right. Okay. So, okay, well, that's where they are. So, H, you guys turned him left-handed, you found the loose tooth, and then how did you end up being the jockey, though?
Well, okay, so, you know, I said my uncle and then had rode him. Well, I was so young, I think he just kind of got tired of dealing with it, too, you know, because he went on the wall, he wouldn't do anything right, and I think just life happened, you know, and then nobody was really riding him, and my granddad had told him, he was like, you know, I want, when he first started doing decent, whatever they could get him to turn the first girl sometimes pretty bad, and if he did, he wasn't too bad of a horse. I mean, he could win, he'd win a little bit around here, you know,
mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we had nice horses, but we had never had anything like age, ever, and so my granddad was like, you know, I have a brother named Austin, and he used to ride a little bit too, and he was like, you know, I want them to start riding a little bit. I don't know, that kind of went down, and then nobody was really riding him, and so I was like, you know, I needed a horse, and there he was. I mean, there had to be a reason why he burned down the wall, so then we took him to the vet. I started running him, and I think I was in the fourth grade. Remember the first thing I ever did was take big on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I started running him in like the third grade.
Yeah.
That was like 8.
Yeah. And was he just instantly good? Like when you got on?
No, I mean, we took him to the left, and he did good. You know what I mean? I think he was like 5 or 6 at this time. You know, and I mean, you know, I was 8 years old. I didn't really have any business being on a 5-year-old. You know, I mean, I really didn't know what I was doing. And
yeah, but that's sometimes a beautiful combination, right? Like,
and it was, you know, it was.
Yeah.
And we turned him around, and he kind of, you know, my grandparents, they were pretty good at the horse, and they knew their stuff. So, I mean, we had them to help us and stuff. But we turned him around, kind of did that. Got to where, like, he wouldn't turn the first barrel, he wouldn't turn the third barrel, he hit barrels. So we went through a good 2 years where if I got him around, you know, he'd win, then he'd run through me a little bit, and then he wouldn't,
mm-hmm.
then he wouldn't turn. Really, the thing that he really, I mean, like I said, he was always a nice horse, but when he really started to, like, show out in, like, really, probably 2015, 2016. Probably 2016 is when I really, really started winning on him.
So, I mean, what do you think was the turning point? Do you think it was just the time and the hauling, or did you change something?
I really think it was, you know, like I said, he was always a nice horse. Like, I'm not taking any credit away from him at all. He was always nice, but, you know, 2014 was when my granddad died, 2014, and he really started to do really well then, you know. Actually, I got to say there, I made it to the American.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That year, wasn't that the year that you guys made it to AT&T?
Yeah. And, you know, it was kind of rough. My granddad died, and I didn't really want to ride. I don't know. I think, you know, that I just kind of decided to really, like, dedicate riding to him. And I think we just kind of came together. And then, I don't know, I always believed in, you know, I feel like people have bonds with their horses. And they, you know, I know you have Joe, and I'm sure you feel the same way about him. And, you know, you just love him.
They there's just nothing that can replace it. So,
no, not at all.
With saying that, this is the one thing I was going to ask you, because I know how I feel about mine now, and you said that you kind of had that patch where, you know, you went up, it was kind of like an up and down type thing until he kind of got more solid. Like, now I don't think I've really not seen him make a bad run in, like, 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm so, so thankful for that, and it kind of is what keeps me motivated with, like, my younger horses and stuff, because I'm like, man, you know, I went through all this with age, and now he's super solid.
My
first thing Ace really does is hit a
barrel. I mean, you never see him make a bad run at all. And so do you think this too, like, do you think now that he's solid that, like, he would run that way for anyone? Or do you think that he, like, really just, you guys
I
have
really,
that bond, like you said?
I don't, you know, I guess that's kind of hard to say, but I mean, I've let people ride him, you know, I've only let a lot of people ride him in the past, like, 4 years that he's really started doing well, but I've let a couple, and you know, I mean, he'll run good for him, and you know, he'll go in there and he'll walk, but
mm-hmm.
he doesn't, like, just like, you know, I'm sorry, when he ran that 14-2, and he broke the Raider record and he won the whole first division. You know, that's not something that he would normally.
Yeah,
I would
exactly.
think that
he I was
would
gonna
do.
Say he ain't gonna put 5 tenths on him with somebody else.
But no, and you know, like, he's not easy to ride. And like I said, you know, I know pretty much what he's gonna do before he does it.
Mhm. Yeah,
and
I agree.
He's kind of the same way with me, you know. Like he just, I love him. He loves me, and I really don't think that anybody could really just step on him and he'd do that well for. I mean, he'll do, like I said, he'll do well in a box, but he's not just like he does.
Yeah, it's like you see people, you know, with the NFR starting now and they're riding these horses that it might be the first time they've ever, well, I'm not going to say the first time, but they haven't made a bunch of runs on them. But they're great horses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So goes, you know, goes those ways. So it kind of is always interesting to me to see how
it does, and I always
with the different people.
Sometimes and I'm like, you know, imagine what that horse would do if that person had that horse all the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And rode it every day. And I mean, I really think that makes a big difference in a horse.
Yeah.
I think consistency really makes a big difference in a horse.
Yeah, and like the match, you know, like the personality match between the two of them, I think, you know, makes a difference too. Like some of them are going to shine with certain people and not
and
with
a,
others.
And
you know?
My Mo horse, my backup horse, he is a prime example of that. I mean, I'm not saying I always have amazing runs on him, but he's. And I always do phenomenal because
no, but I
God,
mean, he runs pretty dang close to the top when you do, or if not the top for sure. He's
God knows me and that horse have our issues sometimes, but like he's a proud assembly now, but I just go at him and he does not do it for them.
Yeah,
it's just kind of
particular.
I mean, and I don't know why, I couldn't tell you why.
But that's okay. I mean, he does. He ruins, like, the wind. So, okay, what is his registered name? I know we call him Mo.
He's a fast kitty.
All right. And so you've been riding him for how long now?
That's kind of a funny story, too. So I rode Mo since he was 5, so it's just like age.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of, you know, when I got him, he was a turkey. Like, he was bad. We went through a lot. He's gotten a lot better. He's coming around, but we still have him.
Are they bred the same?
No.
Totally different.
Totally different.
So how'd you end up with that one?
I used to ride with a guy, and I kind of fell in love with him. But mm-hmm. he had a, I mean, I really rode him since he was 3.
Okay.
And I kind of just fell in love with him, and I was like, you know, I want this horse. And H got hurt, or we had the trailer accident, and my parents said they should be able to get him for me, and I've had a better
sense. Man, and that's another thing, too, about age. Like, he has been through the ringer as far as, like, accidents
yes, yeah,
are concerned.
Exactly.
And I mean, I know you guys refer to him as Superman, and he legit is. Like, I mean, he just, not only does he come back from some things that
he
like,
comes
never,
back so much harder than he does.
Yeah, yeah, he comes back better. Like, what? Logical sense does that even make, you know, for him to be like that? But he does. He, you know, what was it? So he had the colic surgery. He had the wreck, right? And then didn't he get, like, come down with some kind of bad,
yeah.
funky, some, what was it?
This year, actually, he had a kidney infection that I could not get rid of. I mean, we did everything. We gave him the ulcers. We flushed his kidneys. I mean, we did everything. And
mm-hmm.
it was crazy because he broke the Raider record in Jackson at the All-American.
Mm-hmm.
Was like that. And Triple Crown. Then Triple Crown, I was supposed to go to Shawnee to the IFR.
Mm-hmm.
The IFYR. And the vet, they were like, you know, you just don't need to take him out there. Like, you just don't. So
mm-hmm.
I was going Triple Crown, and I was just hoping to run him at the Youth World.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, they were like, don't run him in the Youth. Bring him down here. We're going to look at him. And then I want you to run him once. And then... if he does good, then we'll know that he's okay and he's good. If he doesn't, then we'll hold him off. And Youth World might not be in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Listen to him, you know?
Yeah.
And then he went down there and broke the Raider record and he won the whole first division. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, when people tell, and that's the thing, too, when people are like, oh, if your horse wasn't hurt, he wouldn't be able to clock. Bull. They can run through a lot. They can run through a lot.
Yeah, Ace is a prime example.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's just, it's insane how
and half
how
the time
much
you don't even know that he
isn't doing well.
No, her. He has it so well. I swear he has it from the vet, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They are very stoic, the ones that are good. I feel like, you know, I feel like there's kind of two parts of it. Like, they're stoic, like they kind of hide it sometimes, and they will run because they're champions and they want to win. Like, they have that fight in them. And then there's the other ones that, like, I feel like, you know, we've got horses that I don't think they would ever get hurt in their entire lives because they don't have that much drive, you know. And,
yeah.
And if they did, you would totally know, you know, because
yep.
they'd be, like, walking around with
like
their – Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. It's just insane. So what do you think? I mean, if you had to, the hardest thing about, how old is H now?
He's 12. He'll be 13 this year.
Okay. So, I mean, you've been running him for a while now. What do you think is, with both of yours, what do you think is the hardest thing about keeping a open horse running?
I think it's very hard to keep an open horse. I mean, I don't feel like any horse is at 100%, no matter. I don't feel like any horse is like that.
Yeah.
And I think the hardest thing with him is keeping him not sore.
Yeah.
His back gets really sore. And sometimes, you know, he goes to spells that he does really, really well. And then he goes to spells where it's like, oh, my God. But, like I said, you know, even through then, he's going to run. He's
still going to do good, but he might not be, like, 3/10 fast. You know what I mean? Like, they'll beat him by 3/10. I know. I feel the same way.
And it's hard because we have a lot of NFR dreams that we want to go to. So it's like, you know, trying to keep him, like, keep him held together for that. So, and he's really not that hard to keep together. You know, he really doesn't have a whole lot of issues, which I'm really looking for.
So, speaking of which, I mean, I was going to ask you that because I knew that you kind of have had, you know, aspirations to go into the NFR. What have you guys been doing or what has been your game plan to kind of prepare for when the time comes?
Well, the time's getting very close. So, I've actually been thinking about the NFR a lot. And, you know, there's always going to be people here to tell you that you're not going to be able to go. And I actually had somebody not long ago tell me that I didn't have enough horsepower to make it.
What?
So, somebody I was very close to, somebody I cared about a lot, and that's kind of my ambition now, you know. That person's not my life anymore, and that's kind of my ambition of, well, you know, I feel like I have one of the nicest horses, and I will be there, and I will run at the NFR, so come hell or high water, we will be at the NFR.
So, preparing for it, getting ready, do you think you'll enter more rodeos, like, to kind of get him
you
in
know,
that?
I rodeoed, like, the end of summer last year, mm-hmm. and I was trying to make the IFR,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, not the IFR, sorry, no, the SRA final,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up being, like, $200 short of making it, and I only rodeoed for, like, 2 months,
yeah.
and had I not hit relatives in rodeos, I would have made it, and, you know, I got pretty lucky, you know, most barrel horses aren't very good rodeo horses, and most rodeo horses aren't very good barrel racing horses.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty lucky, you know, he's good at both.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me, I'm going to throw Sarah McDonald in here, kind of like Bling. You know, Bling, what all did she know? That horse won everything.
Oh, my gosh.
She went to the NFR, and she exceeded there, too.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not trying to say my horse was as good as Bling or anything like that. I'm not throwing off on her at all, but it kind of reminds me of that, you know. I'm like, well, Bling did really well. I've already
seen
him, and he exceeded in the rodeo
run,
so hopefully
that same goes to us. What do you think is going to suit him? Do you think he's going to be – because, you know, when you start going to all these rodeos, you know, you're going to go out west, and they're going to be those big, giant, outdoor,
mm-hmm.
you know, type standard pattern type things. We know what he can do in – a regular size arena or in the indoor type things. What do you think outdoor running those big guys, do you think he's going to run the same or do you think it'll free him up some or what do you expect?
I really don't know. You know, I haven't really thought a lot about it. And, you know, that's kind of where, you know, I'm trying to sell Bo, but then again, I kind of want to keep him in my back.
Girl,
because
I wouldn't.
he's
so good. You know, he's so good, too.
He can run in huge patterns. He can run in small patterns. He can run in, you know, he can run in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
He'll play with the girls in the mud that ran on the dry ground the night before.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the true. I mean, if he doesn't. I mean, he does get at dry races, but honestly, he is a rodeo horse.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, you know, he can come out and kind of let that
see
kind
who
of
fits where, maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. I just got another new horse that runs really, really well outside, not so much inside. And
yeah.
So I'm hoping that he will let the trip out there too.
That'll be a really good asset, you know, to have.
And, you know, I've been to Vegas. I went to Vegas last year to do the NFR, and I had the time of my life. So it just kind of, you know, it comes into play
up.
There.
Yeah.
And I watched the first round of girls this morning in bed, and I was like, you know what? I can't wait to run there.
That's awesome. I don't have a doubt that, like, he's going to run just the same. I feel like he's going to run just the same. You know, like,
I think he will, too, and I hope so.
And he's so tough and greedy. Like, you know, you gotta have, I feel like that's the biggest thing is that you gotta have that factor of just, you know, like you said, you know, a lot of times he's just ran.
And he wants to win. Like, when you go to a girl race, you have to take it inside and he wants to watch everybody else run.
Yeah.
And if you're in his way, he'll nudge you out of the way. I mean, he likes to watch.
Mm-hmm. Like, what am I up against today?
He really does. I mean, he loves to watch. He praises it. He loved it.
So what do you think as far as, like, okay, so far you've been, you know, multiple world titles, AT&T, you've won, I mean, I don't know, all kinds of big events. What do you think has been your most memorable experience of those?
Winning the Youth World, for sure.
First
that,
time? Second time?
Every time.
Every time.
Every time I've won a world title. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, and, you know, I talked to Michael Duffy about this, too. We had a long talk about it. I think it was, like, the second year that I had won it. You know, when in the youth world or any world title like that, you know, I don't know if you ever went to the youth world or anything like that. But it's one of those things, you know, I wanted to win that ever since I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I did. And it's just one of those things. And I think that NFR will be the same way, that way for me, too, because I've always wanted to go my whole life. And that's kind of how I was when I
wasn't
the Georgia, you know. I mean, I was
ecstatic. Right. So you're so comfortable in there now. Like, you've run there, you know, he's run
Harry?
There so many times. Yes, and he just nails it, like, every single time. I mean, that, to me, is just, like, y'all's place that he just really, like, he excels and shines every time. Like, I would enter, and I'm sure you do enter every single girl race that's in Perry, Georgia. Like, I have a couple arenas that, I'm like, I know my horse is going to run good here. I will go to every stinking girl race and have this place. And I think rodeoing, too, like, I know, you know, starting out, I don't know if you feel this way, but, like, rodeos where my horses ran at barrel races before, like, just being familiar with it has helped a lot. Do you feel like Ace is kind of the same? Like, if you go to a place where, you know, maybe they didn't have a rodeo there, but you run on that, you know, a similar type setup or
arena. Yeah, he really does. I mean, I swear he knows the difference. Like, even in slack, he still knows. And, you know, he's really fun to run it up because the louder the crowd is, the harder he runs.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think a lot of them are like that. They just thrive off of that atmosphere,
that's,
you know.
Why I'm hoping, you know, that's why we'll maybe do well and kind of make the NFR. And, you know, it's going to be hard my rookie year. And, you know, it'll be really hard to make it my rookie year because, you know, you're trying to qualify for all the big rodeos. But, you know, first of all, you know, I'll be happy going in 15th if I have to. But I just want to go.
Well, yeah, everyone does. I mean, who don't? I don't think anyone cares what spot they go in. As long as they get there, you know, because you can do so much, you know, once you do get there. Do you have anyone that, like, you're reaching out to or trying to pull advice from on, you know, where should I enter or how should I go about doing this? Because it is a huge, that's, like, you don't think about it, but that's a huge part of people making the finals is, like.
And it's so different than February's and callbacks and entering and calling in. You know, it's different than even just, you know, your regular rodeo to go to on the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked to Sarah McDonald a little bit about it. She wanted to take Ace and try to make the NFR on her mind after that happened to Bling, and that's when he was first coming back, and she wasn't able to, but, and I hated that because I would have loved to have let her, but he just wasn't ready, and, you know, I hope maybe Sarah might give me some good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. She would be a great one to have on your have on speed dial for sure, because you're, you know, I'd be calling her all the time, like, hey, how do I do this or whatever? Because, you know, once they get it figured out, they know, you know, how to how to go about it.
And Carly Taylor went this year, her rookie year. And Carly does in the park. She's always been like a big sister to me. And I'm hoping maybe, you know, she'll be going whenever I go and stuff. So she won rookie this year. That was pretty cool.
She kicked butt. Did she run that? Well, she has two horses, right? So she, but she mainly ran Diva, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. She did great in those big, like I was saying, you know, those out west rodeos. And,
yeah,
you know,
did well.
So that's going to be good. That'll be good for you guys to, you know, have somebody out there that you know for her and friends with that, you know, that type of thing.
And it is different, you know, and it'll be all new people, all new things. So hopefully, hopefully we'll do well.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me ask you about this. I know you changed tack. I noticed you changed some tack in the past. So, have you always ran with a hackamore?
No, actually I haven't. H has like four bits that I go back and forth with.
Swap them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
I run a hack and a bonnet. I run them in an O-ring, and then I have this little shape bit thing that I run them in.
Do you change it up per like arena, or is it like how he's been running?
It's just kind of how he is at the time.
Yeah. I gotcha. Do you think he has any weaknesses at all? If you had a weakness, what would you say it is?
Sometimes he struggles with his third barrel. That's kind of my only downfall that I have with him, honestly. I mean, he's pretty much golden.
And does he blow or like get
sometimes? Like, yeah,
blow off.
Sometimes, yeah. Not all the time. I know if he does, there's something wrong with him, or he's just not feeling too hot. That's kind of his telltale. But, like I said, you know, that's kind of my only downfall with him. And he just, I don't know. He's just golden. Like, I got very lucky with him. You know, most nicer horses have problems or gait problems or, you know, something.
Who is your most tried and trusted bit at this time?
Probably Outlaw Equine.
Yeah.
They do a lot for me.
So, how do you see them, though? Are they just coming out here, like?
Well, you know, they have people, like, set to different places. And, you know, Nate is at a lot of races that we're at. And he really, he's done a lot for it. He's figured out a lot of problems and stuff.
Well, that's good to know.
Super thankful for them.
So, Nate with Outlaw Equine, guys.
Yeah, and Josh. And, you know, all the vets, there's a bunch of them, but they all take care of me. And they're all good to me. So
What else do you think has been, like, a main thing that has just kept him going?
I have some really amazing sponsors, and I really could not make it down the road without them.
Yeah.
They take care of me day in and day out all the time, no matter what I do. They're always taking care of me.
Who's all your sponsors now? Who are you working with?
I have a list on my phone, so I don't want to leave anyone out. So I'm going to read those.
Yeah. I know for sure that I see him covered in the mud all the time.
Yeah, definitely the Equine Essentials. Chancy is the best.
He would be covered in head to toe and that stuff.
Oh, for sure. Sometimes I do his whole body.
I know, I see it.
So we have the Equine Essentials. We have Equine Total Gold.
Mm-hmm. And so what is that?
It's a liquid supplement you put on their feed. It's kind of like an all-in-all supplement. Really good bite for their toe. It's just all-in-all just a great supplement for them.
Okay.
It keeps them eating on the road, too.
Okay.
And then we have Bird Big Fix, which kills cuts. I use it before I run, after I run, to loosen muscles. It's amazing.
For muscles? I did not know that it did that.
Yeah, it'll loosen them up. I use it after I ride them sometimes if they're really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Fur Life, which is, I'm sure you know what Fur Life is, with the clothes.
Clothing. Mm-hmm.
It does a lot for us, too. And then
they have any Black Friday or Christmas deals going on right now?
They do. They have Christmas deals going on, and then they had a Black Friday sale. Right now, they actually have a giveaway going on for the NFR for anybody that wants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I posted it on my Facebook and my Instagram stories for anybody wanting to know.
Okay, real quick, while we're talking about that, where can people follow you on Instagram and Facebook? What's your Instagram?
My Instagram name is _mckenzie.morgan.
Okay. All right,
you're good. I think the Christmas sale is, I think it's like so much off orders. Like, I think it's like 20%, or no, it's free shipping with
mm-hmm.
orders over like $75, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's the deal. I'm sorry. And then we have Triple Crown Steve, what Mike Dameron is, he's amazing. Like, he takes care of me day in and day out, no matter where I am. He always gives feed to me, always takes care of me.
I want to go back to that, too, because I want to know, like, what your diet program and exercise is like, too. What is the feed that you're using from Triple Crown now?
I use Triple Crown Complete.
Complete, yeah. Okay. That's great feed.
It is amazing food. My horses love it. They've never looked so good. They never felt this good. I mean, it's just all in all an amazing feed. Super, super thankful for Mike. And then we have Get Patched, which Mark Burke takes really good care of me also. He patches my horses. He keeps H going really well. If you'll look at most world titles that I have won, H has been patched,
mm-hmm.
which we're super thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then MVP, which I use their GastroPlex. I feed it to my horses like it's feed, honestly. I use their paste and their pellet. It just, you know, I think any horse gets ulcery. And
oh, yeah.
It really, really, really has helped my horses with that.
Okay. So do you use it like pre-run, or how do you use their paste?
I use it pre-run. I use it before I haul them somewhere. I have their daily supplement in their feed. And then we have Paracord Unlimited, which that they make rings. It's Raven and Alexis Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
They're a smaller company out of Georgia, but I love their rings. They can make anything, any color, anything like that. Then HJN Performance Horses, which is Hannah Moore. She comes out, she magna waves my horses, and I really think that's a big part of my success too. It keeps the horses, she keeps them feeling amazing all the time. So we're super thankful for her also. She comes out, spur the moment, anytime.
Yeah, how often do you magna waves and PM or stream?
It's been a minute since I've done the magna waves, but like I said, you know, I haven't been home. Been in Louisiana. I was in Louisiana everywhere hunting. I've been doing it all.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to decide where I want to live, and it's been a hectic couple of months. But like I said, you know, Hannah always comes whenever I need her.
Yeah.
And then we have Brett Monroe Signature Series Saddles, which I'm so thankful for Brett and Nicole. They take care of me no matter. They always get me saddles whenever I need them, anytime. And I really think that played a really big part in you asking about me making like a...
You did make a pretty big change there. Yeah.
I did. I made a really big change there. And I think it played a huge part in our success. I really do. And then we're almost there. And we have Team JHA, which is Matt, James, and they, you know what JHA is.
JHA, yes. They set up big, Matt. Awesome boots everywhere. So, and they carry a little bit of everything,
they carry
right?
Everything. It's Matt and Chance. They,
yeah.
They take care of me all the time. They all the time, all the time.
They're like a one-stop shop. You need anything you want there. You get saddles.
Oh, for sure.
Shirts. They even carry like Thunderbird brand now. They
do
all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
They take care of me all the time. And then we have the Equine Essentials, which we talked about, Chance, which I'm so thankful for her. She gets mud to me.
spur of the moment too, no matter when I need it, where I need it, she's got it and she gives it to me. We could not, I see such a huge difference in Ace when he runs whenever I put mud on him too. I see a huge difference in him.
I'm gonna have to give him some mud.
For sure.
Now on my list. Yep.
Anyway. And then we have Force Hydrator.
Okay.
Which I think they do really well, especially on the road. You know, in some states, you know, water's different. And especially
yeah.
when we went to Vegas, we had a hard time getting ourselves a drink. And Force Hydrator played a huge part in that. Super thankful for them.
Yeah, and they attach on pretty much everything. Like, you can put them
on. Oh, yeah, you can put them on anything.
Anything that has, like, a hose adapter, it can go on. So, you've got a great team behind you, that's for sure. And I think, you know, that's also is so important. And I wanted you to recognize them. I wanted to talk about them because it is super important. It does help. I mean, every little bit helps when you're trying to, you know, keep going. And you know, there's so many expenses.
When you're trying to go to somewhere like the NFL or make something like that, I really think my sponsors play such a huge part in my horses.
Yeah, absolutely. And every little bit helps, you know, too. Like, fees are expenses, stalls are expenses. You know, there's so many costs that are, like, beyond, you know, that people just don't even think about, whether it be, you know, gas. And so that just having someone to help you, whether it be, like, a discount on something or product or whatever, I mean,
yeah.
you know, you want to do the best by your horses. So during the week, kind of changing gears on you a little bit, what's your program like? Are you riding 5 days a week, 6 days a week? I know that you're riding
actually,
on the weekend.
You know, I try to ride, you know, as much as I possibly can. But, you know, sometimes, like I said, you know, life gets in the way, things get in the way. You don't need to ride as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I try to ride every day if I can.
But you're pretty much running, like, every weekend, too, right? I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know. Having a little break here and there is not that big of a deal. As far as, like you said, he was eating the Triple Crown complete. Are you, like, is he getting any kind of special hay or anything like that?
He's alfalfa, and then OE, they make supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And we are super thankful for those because I think their supplements play a huge part in, you know, him. And then I said, you know, MVP, they make supplements also. And then he eats the Equine Total Gold. And, you know, like I said, I'm super thankful for my sponsors. And they do everything they can to keep my horses at their best.
Yeah. So, going back to the – circling back to the NFR a little bit, I know you watched this morning. Who were you most impressed with? What do you think?
Emily Miller. I did not think that she would pull that – not that she wouldn't win or anything, but I didn't think that.
It didn't look like –
And it didn't look that fast.
I thought he was going to talk her a little bit. Yeah, and he kind of fought around the third, and I was like, you know, he looked like he was crossing, but it didn't look like he was going to run six, for sure. I was like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
Where'd that come from? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Lisa's horse, like, for the run he had, he really clocked, too, that cutter.
I did, too. You know, I didn't think that he was going to be that quick, because he put off second Merle pretty good and third.
Yeah, you just kind of, I mean, he ran around, and the third, yeah, he kind of just ran around, he didn't really slow down any, I guess that's what, you know, why he's so quick, but I was like, wow, if she gets, you know, three barrels turned, like, I don't know, it's about to touch her, he's fast.
I know,
sure. He's
fast.
For sure. So, what about, like, do you have any advice that you would give people that are, you know, maybe, like, your age and just looking to either make it to some of the places that you made it to, like AT&T or and running an American or winning a world title, what advice would you give them? What do you think has been the most helpful thing for you so far?
You know, people, like I told you earlier, you know, I was told I didn't have enough horsepower to make it. And, you know, people, you have to keep your circle very small. People are very mean, and nobody really wants to see you do good. And, you know, I had a long talk with one of my friends one time. You know, it's really hard. You know, relationships get in the way. People get in the way. You know, some of your closest friends get in the way, you know. And I'm not saying, you know, don't keep friends. I'm not saying don't date or anything like that. But, you
yeah.
know, a lot of people really don't want to see you do good except for your family. And, you know, you have to keep them close. And I know sometimes, you know, my family aggravates me sometimes, but really, in reality, they're really the only thing that you have. And, you know, I'm super thankful for mine. They've pushed me. And there's, you know, there's always times everybody wants to give up and everybody wants to throw their towel in and nobody wants to, you know, they want to be done. And I'm just super thankful for my family because they always remind me, you know, you have such a nice horse. You can go far. You can do a lot of things in life. And, you know, I really think that your circle and, you know, if you do have a small circle of friends that do want to see you do good and do want to see you win, always keep them close. Always keep them a phone call away because there'll be plenty of times that you will need them.
Yeah. I mean, the thing, I think, too, there's a lot of people out there who might not have their family to support them. They might be out there doing it on their own. I think, you know, you said it, just keep your circle small. And, like, I think the real friends weed themselves out, you know.
I do, too. And, you know, you never lose good friends. They never walk out of your life.
Yeah.
And you have to be super thankful for them because good friends are very hard to come by. Good people are very hard to come by.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. Well, I am going to let you get back to your regular routine and get ready to pack up for the weekend. I'm sure you guys are probably heading out and trying to get somewhere. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come on here and talk to us about your plans and your horse and all the cool things that you've got to experience. So we totally wish you luck. Can't wait to see you soon. And I look forward to cheering you on running down the alleyway at Thompson Mac one day soon.
Thank you. I really enjoyed being on here. It was fun.
All right.
Enjoyed talking.
I did too. Have a good weekend. I hope you kick butt. And I look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. I appreciate you coming on and speaking with us about your horse and everything that's going on. So,
no problem.
So, all right, let's start at the beginning. I want to talk to you about Cool, of course, because everybody wants to know about him. But I want to know more about you. The first time I actually got to talk to your mom, I've seen your mom a lot, but the first time I really got to talk to you guys was a couple weeks ago when you came down to the Kelsey Yates Memorial Show here in McEwen. So I just wanted to get a little bit more background about you and just talk about your family and how you guys started with you know, all the great horses that you have today. So tell me a little bit about that.
I'm currently 18, and I'm a senior.
You're 18?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. I guess because, you know, you're small. Like, I'm short, too, you know. So everybody always thought that I was way younger than what I was just because I was short. I'm like, well, I'm just short. I'm not really young, so I, you know. But
yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah, I'm mind blown though. I thought you were way younger than that because you were, when you first started riding, you were so, when I remember watching you first starting with Cool, you were so tiny. I think you weighed like 50 pounds. Like you.
Yes, ma'am. I was very small.
Well, he's monstrous too though. I mean, he is. He's big, but you were still like little big. So anyway, okay. My mind's blown. Go ahead and tell me about your family.
We own a Western store, many know, in Southern Illinois, and it's second generation, started with my nanny and papa, and so we're in there every day, you know, helping customers and everything, kind of a lifestyle, and ride horses when we get done with that, and it's kind of a full job, you know, taking care of everything, and we're in the Western store in the horses, doing school. Keeps us busy, but we love every second of it. And homeschooled, so that kind of helps out with the scheduling and shows and doing that kind of thing.
Well, they got you working, too, it sounds like. So
that yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, it does. Works out for everybody. So, yeah, that's kind of where, kind of our life right now and showing and getting ready for the American in February.
Awesome. Can't wait. I'm pumped. Can't wait to watch you. Okay. So who is it? Your mom, dad, and mom that has
it? It is my dad.
Dad. Okay.
Dad's mom and dad. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And so was he the one that kind of got the belt? I know I've seen your grandpa ride. He like rides amazing. by the way. I mean,
he does. That's where it all started. He's 82 this year.
Okay.
And still riding every day.
The first time I seen him was at the IBRA finals in 2013. And that was the first time I seen Cool Memories. And I was like, that is like one of the nicest horses I've ever seen. Like,
he is the one that trained him and started him. And he has done all the work, you know, and to get him to where he is today.
So is he the one who started you? Is he the one who started the horses, or does it go before him?
He's the one that started it. He was kind of in the middle of everything. We done race horses for a while. He jumped for a little bit, and then started barrel racing. And Dad picked it up, and then it's just kind of been a whole family love for the horses all together.
Okay, so I'm gonna just go ahead and tell myself. We were standing in line. Your grandpa ran your horse, Cool Memories, at the IBRA Nationals. The first time I seen him, he also made the finals and placed in the top 10. I did too with Joe, so I was behind him in line. He yelled at me, so I was like behind him in line, but we got to talking, and I was like, that is a nice horse. And we had, I had people that were trying to buy like their next super horse, and they kept telling me, like, if you find one, like, try to buy it. So I kind of was like, would you sell that horse?
Yeah.
He was like, no, I'm gonna let my granddaughter ride it. And I was like, okay. Well, then, you know, some time went by. I guess he rode for a little bit longer, and then the next thing I know, I see you on him, and I was like, well, I guess he was not lying about that. So he was just getting him ready for you the whole time.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, me and him are super close, and so, you know, I ride behind him, and we ride together almost every day, and trying to learn everything I can from him, and it's just a really close relationship between us, too, so it works out really well.
Yeah, well, when you said the racetrack and then the jumping or whatever, when you said racetrack, I was like, okay, this makes sense a little bit to me, because that's kind of my background as well, with your horse, because when you look at your horse's papers at first, you know, who's his dad? Tell everyone how he's bred.
Right. He's by Cool Quick Kid and out of a Leaving Memories Mare kind of thing. Not really any kind of feral bred stud.
No.
Anything
no.
like that.
No,
nothing,
he's not.
Nothing like that. No, he's not. So it's kind of just, he's got some run. Kind of a freak, you know, nothing else has. You know, he just loves what he does, and that's what makes him so good.
So,
and
did your grandpa, do you think how did he know, though? Did he just say, I'm just going to try this horse? And...
He was double A on the track when we bought him.
Uh-huh.
We were just kind of looking for something at the point, you know, trying to find something else, trying to find some colts. Found him on the track, just kind of looked like how he looked, and double A, kind of what we were looking for.
Yeah.
And just wanted to try something out. And so that's kind of how it went. And from then on, he started him and trained him. And he goes to Georgia every winter, takes some colts down there with him. And took him down there and would never say a whole lot, you know, how he was coming along. He just said he was doing pretty good. And we got him home, and, you know, he started showing us, super proud of him and everything. And, you know, it just kind of led on from there. He started showing him at open shows, local shows, and just kind of, you know, doing different stuff on him, trying to get him ready for me. And whenever they got to that point, then I was next up in line for him.
So how does he have, this is like a combination question. So first, I want to know how your grandpa picked out such great horses, because not only do you have this one, you have like two or three other ones that are really good too.
Well, thank you.
What do you think, like, what is he looking at, or what is he looking for? Did he tell you? Because you got to know to like carry on what he's doing. So I hope he's passing it down. Like, what are the tips? Like,
I'm trying to learn. Yes, ma'am. Not really anything special. We just try to look at, you know, different things. Breeding to us is not a big factor, which to some people, you know, that's everything. And I'm not saying breeding. Breeding has a ton, you know, to do with everything. But for us, you know, we're just kind of looking for something. You know, we buy quite a bit of ours off the track. The Daddy's Dollar horse isn't off the track. He's an Eddie Stinson, so we just kind of come up with him. But there's really no pattern that we use. We just bless enough to find the right ones that come
so
in.
So he's like just looking at them, and he's like, this one looks like it'll do the job type thing?
Yeah, pretty well. You know, just kind of looking to see, you know, how they're built, you know, that kind of thing, you know, if they're off the track, kind of what speed index they've got. That kind of thing is what we kind of look at.
So with that, what kind of speed index do you guys look for?
We want something at least double A.
Okay.
Is what we're pretty well looking for. You know, if you know they're double A, you know they've got the speed, and you know that's there. So you don't really have to worry about that factor. And once you get them, you can just kind of go on and see if they're going to make it or not.
Yeah, I think that's true, too. And I think that also you can have them be too fast. You know,
yes,
like
ma'am.
When they're like
yeah.
AAA plus, like how are you going to slow down in time to turn, you know?
Right.
Because
yeah.
they're flying. But one of the nicest horses that I ever rode had like a 49 speed index.
Yeah, and the speed index doesn't have everything, you know, it's not all, that's, you know, kind of an option, but we
yeah.
try to look for something, you know, at least double A, but,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I think
different things come along, and it's really just depends on the mind, you know.
Yeah, and they got to be able to turn, you know,
yes.
the biggest thing, they got to be able to turn, and I think that was what the one that I was telling you about that had like a 49 speed index, and he had raced like 12 times and only had a 40, and I'm like, wow, he's really slow, but, you know, he could turn so efficiently that he was fast enough, so it's just
right.
funny how everything comes together, but
it is,
definitely. Okay, so you guys are at the Western store, you know, working, like what, I know you're busy during the week, but what is your schedule with your horses normally like what's your exercise program look like during the week?
Just say it's like cool, after we get home from like a 3-day show, we'll turn out for about 3 days, and then getting back up and just slow work, don't do any barrels, you know, just keeping him in shape, you know, open circles, long trot, and just that kind of thing. But we never work on the barrels whenever we're at home. We try to keep him fresh and, you know, keep him wanting to do his job.
Yeah. So when you first started riding him, you were really small. How old were you when you first started riding him?
I'm not real sure, but it was in between like 12, 13, I believe,
mm-hmm.
something in that age range. I'm not 100% sure, but it's been a few years ago.
So what was your biggest challenge to overcome when riding? I mean, he looks, he's big, you know, is he powerful
mm-hmm.
and strong or?
Yeah, he's super powerful. He's not like strong in the mouth or anything, but he's just really powerful. Starting out, I had a lot of problems keeping up with him, to be honest. He's so powerful and so strong, you know, it's hard keeping up with something that's quicker than you are. And so that was kind of a challenge starting out, but he doesn't have many quirks about him, you know, all the good ones do, and he does have his quirks, but, you know, he's super easy to get along with, and just, you couldn't ask for anything better.
So what do you think, just more runs down the alleyway, how did you catch up with him?
Just kind of me growing older, and, he didn't really change a whole lot, just me kind of learning how to catch up and getting a little stronger, you know, the older I got. And that's basically all that happened. It wasn't a lot. He didn't do anything wrong. It was just so strong and powerful. It's hard, you know. I was so small trying to catch up. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, that's.
So,
that's
do you ride him?
Good.
So, I know, like, you ride. Do you still ride him two-handed around the first barrel?
I've watched, it depends. It's
okay.
Not really a set, you know, if I have to do that or not. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I guess it's just whatever happens in the moment. I'm thinking,
I was wondering,
I'm not really
I'm like,
sure.
I'm like, I'm like, does that help you? Maybe that would help you, you know, like catch up a little quicker, not having to go to the horn and then, you know, get back up or.
Yeah, I think it's just whatever happens, happens. Whenever it comes to that, you know, I'm not really sure. Yeah, it's like, I don't really know what I'm doing whenever I go in there, you know, just trying to stay out of his way and let him do his job.
Yeah. So, and now too, I mean, not only like you started out riding him, but you're also riding, you know, like a couple of other ones, and they're pretty young, right?
Yes, ma'am. Ace is 6, and I've got a few other ones coming up that are colts that are young that we're trying to get started on, and so we're trying to do that. But we do have a few other ones, and Ace is one that my papa trained also.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all kind of started out with him, and you know, they've all got his foundation on them, and that's where it all starts.
So what do you think is the hardest thing about riding the younger ones versus, you know, riding the older finished guy?
You know, you're not as consistent. You know, some are, some aren't. But, you know, you've got to work through them quirks when they're young. You're not, you know, 100% sure what they're going to do or how they're going to react to, you know, any situation you put them in. But that's just part of them being a colt. I kind of like that, actually. I enjoy the younger ones. You know, you never really know how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's part of the process. And so I enjoy it. And it's kind of different, you know, ride one that's finished and it's consistent and one that's going to do the same thing every single time. You know, from going to that. One that is, you know, not sure what he's doing, you know, that kind of thing.
It keeps you sharp.
I enjoy it. Yeah, and I like it, and I think it makes you a better hand, ride different horses, and, you know, experience in different types and all that. I think it makes you a better hand.
I agree. And, I mean, I've seen you, like, get on quite a few different ones, and I've been impressed with, like, the way that you have been handling ride these young colts because they're, you know, and they're doing well, and I think that speaks volumes as to like what kind of rider you are too. So
thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So what are you doing like outside of your busy schedule with horses? Are you on a show right now?
Actually at my boyfriend's basketball game.
I was like, you were either at a show or so. Okay, great. That fit in perfectly because I was like, what did you do outside of basketball?
Not a whole lot, but a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend and, you know, try to be with him as much as possible between the horses and work and, you know, trying to keep life balanced and, you know, putting God first, and it all works out from there.
That's awesome. I love it. So what has been, I mean, like as far as just, we're going to talk about some standout things really quick and your sponsors, and we'll wrap it up so you can get back to your game. But
that's okay.
I want to know, you know, what has been, I know you have won so many, you know, really big things so far. I mean, you've got an American qualification. You've been on the cover of Barrel Horse News a couple of times. You know, you won the Mega. What has been the most standout, memorable thing where you were like, wow, this is it?
The Mega was a really big accomplishment. I always wanted to either win the All-American or the Mega. And whenever that kind of happened, that was like kind of a dream come true, you know, winning a big show like that. And that was a standout. You know, me and Dad were down there and, you know, trying to get through the week, you know, the nerves, the pressure, everything, you know, coming in at the last. I was one of the fastest ones of that week, coming in with the pressure, you know, on your back because, you know, you're trying to do your best and keep calm. And then once you do it, you're kind of just like, you know, did that just happen? You know, you're kind of relieved. And then we're sitting in the stands, you know, watching them go by, you know, nervous. That was just kind of a big moment, you know, and then being on the Barrel Horse News was a dream come true and a blessing all in one.
Yeah, I saw, and I, like the other night, I saw your poster where they had you. It was like Martha Josey, Elena McKinney, and Sharon Camarillo. Like, okay, that's a big deal. I mean,
it is, and I'm so thankful for great sponsors to back me up. That was in the Circle Wide booth in Vegas with NFR, and I couldn't do it without my sponsors. You know, they're the ones that have helped me stay at the top, and without their help, I couldn't have done any of it. And so I'm very thankful for my good team supporting me, and that's one of our biggest strengths, you know, having a good team behind us to support us and get us at the top.
Yeah, I know you're with Circle Y. Tribute, I think, is one of your sponsors.
Yes,
ma'am. Who's all the rest of your sponsors?
Oxygen, Douglas Hunt. Oxygen, you know, they keep you feeling great, looking great. You know, couldn't ask for any better people to work with. And Professional Choice, you know, we're the best sports boots, you know. Mm-hmm. We always have used Professional Choice. They're amazing to work with. And, of course, McKinney's Western Shore is a big help.
Definitely. You got to put that in there. Yeah.
Yes. And Cowgirl Tough, you know, clothing and everything. We've got quite a few just, you know, that are big ones and help us with, you know, staying on the road all the time and everything like that. But
yeah, I think saying is like, you know, I think one of the biggest things is like, yeah, people see horses and they're seeing these people and like you're winning a bunch, but you also have to invest a lot into what doing as well.
Yeah, a lot of people just see the end result. They see, you know, she's winning, you know, she's won a lot, you know, been successful. They see that part, but they don't see all the work and all the, you know, the times that you made a terrible run or, you know, you knocked barrels or, you know, didn't do anything right. Yeah.
Drove hours and hours.
Completely went terrible.
Run.
Didn't work out. Yeah. And all the work and all the horses that you had to go through to get this one, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, tell me if it doesn't. So there's a lot of work behind everything that, you know, a lot of people doesn't see. And the care and everything, you know, put into all these horses is an everyday, all-day job.
It is a job, that's for sure. So what about, like, future goals, plans? What do you see, you know? I know that you – that's another thing, too. I know that you had started kind of doing some of the, like, WPRA stuff.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not really hoping to go to the NFR. It's not really a goal of mine. It's a long, hard road to get there, and I would rather save the horse. And, you know, you're going to put a lot of miles on him and ground that, you know, isn't perfect. And I don't really think he's cut out for that, just to be honest. You know, he's not a big fan of cows and all the rodeo atmosphere. And so my plan is just to keep on going, open shows. You know, in the future, I'd like to train fraternity horses for a living, and that would be a big goal of mine. I'm really liking the younger type, and keeps me on my toes, and I really enjoy doing that. So I would like to do that, you know, in the near future and keep on open showing and doing fraternities kind of all in one.
Yeah. Hey, and I think you'll be great at it. Like you.
Thank
you.
I appreciate that.
I think you will. I think you'll be great. And I mean, you know, I think people are going to listen to this too, and they're going to say, she doesn't want to go to the NFR. Like, what? You know, we know the horse is super talented, but you know, too, there is a big difference sometimes between great barrel race horses and great rodeo horses. And
there's
very few that are the same, you know?
Right. And, it's just a long, hard road, you know, to get to the NFR, so many miles, so many hard, you know, just everything combined, you know, and the girls out there, you know, I salute them. I mean, they've went all year so hard and put in so much work. But just for, you know, you've got to have the right kind of horse for that, one that could run on any ground. And I'm not saying that Cool can't, but I just don't want to put him in that position. And I'd rather, you know, save his leg, you know, keep every run I can on him.
And I think, too, it's not only is it the horse that, which there's part of me that's like, you know, yeah, that would be a lot on a horse. But then again, I think that's also kind of like why they last. Some of them last as long as they do is because, you know, they're getting those, that work in, and they're, I mean,
right.
They're in shape times a billion, you know, like they're so in shape. So, that's why I think that they, you know, they make it and they last. But then you also have to have that want to be on the road. And, I always thought that I wanted to go to the NFR until I realized what that really entailed. And I still think it would be fun. Don't get me wrong, but.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the same position. I mean, it would be an amazing experience. And I'm not saying that one day I might find the right horse that might take me there.
Right.
Not saying that, but just like right now, I don't see that as a future goal. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, keep him as long as I can and save as many runs as I can and just enjoy the time that I've got him. And, you know, on the rodeo road, you know, colts and maturity is that kind of thing kind of goes out the door. And that's kind of a part that I've been wanting to do. So I kind of plan on just keep on going like I'm going and try to, you know, dabble in some maturities, you know, coming up and, you know, kind of experience the that type of the world kind of thing.
Well, that is super exciting. So, there's all kinds of new futurities that are coming up. So what do you have your sights on? Like, what would be the ultimate futurity for you to do well at or win?
That's really a long shot, but I would, you know, I'd love to compete at the DSA, you know, have a colt that would be trained by us that can compete in the top, you know, that would always be a dream of mine. You know, but colts, good colts are so hard to come by, and that's just, you know, a dream that, you know, that's out there that I'd love to have someday. But yeah, the BFA, you know, the pink buckle, that kind of thing, you know, if I ever found the right one. But to find the right one, you know, takes so much time and effort and work, and, you know, trying to find that one is very hard.
It is, and especially, you know, when you have people that, like, that is also their job, like, that is their job, is to find the horse.
Yes,
and they might have, you know, a barn full of different ones to choose from, so, you know, whereas, you know, some people only have one or two or, you know, whatever, and gotta make the best of what you got, and sometimes you're going to get one out of that one, and sometimes you might not get one out of that 10, so.
Or 20.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so hard to come by, and, you know, I'm just so blessed to have the ones that I am, you know, that I have right now. Couldn't ask for any better, and all the work that's went into them definitely goes to my papa and everything he's done, you know, to keep us, you know, on the road and in shape, and, you know, at the top of our game definitely goes to him.
He sounds like he is a super hard worker, and a lot of
he
that
is, definitely
onto you, it seems like,
well,
as well.
Thank you. So. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I will let you get back to your basketball game. any words of advice for someone who, you know, is coming up, you know, youth competitors that are looking to, you know, possibly punch their ticket to Fort Worth or,
yeah, definitely.
You know.
I mean, keep God first. That's, you know, the whole goal right there. When you keep him first, everything else kind of falls into place. And, you know, keep on going. You know, you're going to have hard times. You're going to knock barrels. You're going to, you know, make a fool out of yourself sometimes. But, you know, all that hard work's going to pay off in the long run. And, you know, you just keep on going and keep on showing, and it'll pay off when you keep God first. And just keep on going. That's pretty well my advice. You know, it'll all come together and end up perfect in the long run.
Just keep moving your feet.
That's right. Keep moving. You can't stop.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your basketball game.
Well, thank you.
So,
I appreciate that.
So much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No problem. And good luck this weekend if you're running anywhere, and look forward to speaking with you soon. Hopefully I get to interview you whenever you win a fraternity one day, and I'll be like, hey, talk to her before, you know, all this started. So.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night. We'll talk to
you
soon.
Too.
Thanks, Joanna.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's all we have for today's episode. Please be sure to turn on your alerts so that way you get the latest and greatest from the Rewind podcast. Also, if you have any recommendations, go over to the Betty blog on Facebook. Shoot us a message. We would love to hear from you.